But now, he's a do-it-all athlete for the Razorbacks.
If he gets loose, they will not catch him.
Hornsby is going to keep it. We'll see if you're right. They can't catch him. Inside the 20, he cuts it inside and almost gets there. Man, can he fly, Malik Hornsby.
Let's head inside the huddle and talk with Malik Hornsby, brought to you by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank, relationship banking, member FDIC.
Good morning, Malik. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, listen, we were just talking about what a difference a couple weeks makes in talking to you. You know, obviously, you had the little situation last week and had to come out and, you know, make a statement about, you know, your accounts and all this. And now you step in and was a difference maker in the game on Saturday. Got to ask you, so at what point did you guys know that you were probably going to not have KJ available last week during practice? Of course, you know, Coach would not tell the public, but when did you guys know?
We found out Thursday, Friday, you know, close to the game. You know, he ain't really just, he practiced during the week, but it wasn't as much. And I guess he ain't telling us because he didn't want us to tell the public either.
Did you know, Malik, was there a set of series that you were going to go in, or was this one of the things where Cade Fort was just going to go until Coach decided to make a change? Was any set series between the two of you?
No, it wasn't no set series. Coach Browns had told us he didn't know when he was gonna rotate us. It's not no time in the game that one of us was gonna go in or not. He just let us know that we was gonna be rotating.
Well, I know, obviously, the big run, by the way, visiting with Malik Hornsby, brought to you by Centennial Bank. I know that big run, I think it was 52 yards, man. I know you had to just, I mean, I saw you get up, and you took a hard shot, you know, to the ground at the sideline. I was thinking, oh, man, I hope it doesn't hurt you. But, man, you jumped up, and I guess when you have a run like that, I mean, that sort of just gets you back in the groove pretty much immediately, get the juices flowing and letting everybody know what you can do.
That long run really just got me in the groove, like you said, got me in the groove. Because, you know, I ain't played football in a long time. I really just started in a game like that in a long, long time since high school. You know, when I usually get in, it'd be the game I must be over with.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's and then, of course, you know, we were concerned. Then you obviously get down to the goal line or get down in the red zone, and you get popped. And I'm like, oh, and I said, he's going to the tent. So were you a little concerned that they might say, no, you can't go back in because of obviously what KJ just went through with the concussion protocol?
Nah, because I went in the tent and I was fine.
you were fine. Yeah, you were fine. The only thing I was a little disappointed in the red zone, Malik, was that I wish that you'd had the opportunity to run the ball on one of the two of those red zones where there were handoffs, and you had one where you rolled out to your right, which was a tough pass to make. But did you have the option on any of those, or were they all designed handoffs where you didn't have the option to keep it and run?
One of them was the design run. I think the world knows which one that was. I couldn't read anything on that play. And the one, I could have just made a easier pass and we would have scored, you know. So, I mean, I think that was my worst play of the game that I had. The worst part of my performance, you know, I was 2 feet away from someone that, you know, they was on the goal line. All I had to do was lob the ball to them and could score. But instead, you know, I rushed and made a bad pass.
Well, yeah, I think overall, if you look at your performance, you rushed for over 100 yards and threw for over 200. I mean, for a guy who hasn't played very much at all this year, you got to feel good about what you did, right?
Oh, man, I feel great.
My man.
Good. You should. Right. Well, Coach came out yesterday and said that he had a talk with you and said, you know, he talked about, did you want to stay at quarterback or receiver or DB? And what was that conversation like? And it obviously sounds like, Coach, you told Coach you wanted to be a quarterback and not those other positions.
Right. I had a conversation with Coach Pitt yesterday or whatever about my future here or whatever and what's going on. I don't I told him I didn't want to play receiver, nothing else but quarterback. And, you know, and he was proud of me to tell him that, you know, be 100 with him, be straight up with him about it. And he understood, and he said, and he told me he would, he'll be confident in putting me in the game with the performance that I had. You know, I give us a chance to win a game, so.
Well, you know, and I guess maybe that's why you were at number three, because you were spending practice time at receiver and different things. Maybe that now that, you know, that's not an issue. And if you had been at quarterback the whole time, you'd have been the number two from the start. Not that it's a huge deal, but that was a little confusing for everybody why you weren't two. But it sounds like if you were splitting time at different positions, that certainly could contribute to that.
Right.
The,
I think that was the reason.
Yeah.
I really didn't even just act when the time I was in the two like that. You know, I was just letting things happen. I really was just there to help the team in any position I could help. So.
Did want to ask, what was it like to Malik, playing in that environment where you have, you know, 60,000 people ringing bells, cowbells the whole time, and you're pumping in loud music? What was the environment like for you as a quarterback to play in that?
For a minute, it was annoying for a minute, you know. But, you know, when I kept going out there, drive after drive, I learned that, well, I ain't even going to say that. The older linemen told me, drown out the noise or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just focus on the play call and focus on the assignment. So that's what really, as I kept going out there, I just drowned out the noise. But honestly, I think the loudest environment I've been in was in Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was fine.
Yeah.
I really didn't make a difference.
We're visiting Malik Hornsby, brought to you by Centennial Bank. All right, real quick before I let you go, what about the BYU? What have you learned about them defensively? What are you guys have to do to be successful against them?
Catch the ball.
Catch the ball?
We have to take the ball, get first down.
Protect the ball. Okay.
Score. You got to score.
Yeah, you do got to score. Of course, they're ranked 100th out of 131 in rushing defense, so you guys should be able to run the ball. And KJ's back 100%. Does he feel, if he's back to his old self?
Yeah.
Yeah.
KJ's back to his old self.
Yeah, I got to figure out what this concussion protocol is, Malik. I mean, we don't know. We're old school players. We used to have smelling sauce, and they'd crack it. Yeah, crack it underneath our nose and say, get back in the game. We didn't know about all these. We didn't have medical tents.
Well, look what's going on in the NFL right now.
Oh, yeah.
We got guys falling on guys,
it's a crazy new world. Wait,
you don't have to worry about that because you outrun everybody. Just keep doing it. You got a great run, dude. I love the way you run. You run straight up. It just reminds
like
me
a
lot like a deer in a Eric Dickerson, yeah. Just because you're big and just fast, man. Just keep on going. And next time you get a breakaway, especially if we're way ahead, just turn back and look at dudes as you're running. Just keep running forward and just look at your defenders as they're chasing you, going, what's up? And just do that.
I got you. I'm going to
put them on. All right, Malik. Well, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Congratulations on a big game, and good luck. Beat those Cougars.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Malik. Go Hawks.